This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Enraged Hong Kong protesters blocked roads and defied police orders to disperse Monday morning after riot officers fired tear gas and non-lethal ammunition at fleeing crowds. Protesters also forced the international airport in Hong Kong to shut down. Meanwhile, a major airline and luxury brands are following China's lead on Hong Kong's protests. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
The chief executive of Cathay Pacific has warned that there will be disciplinary consequences for employees involved in illegal protests as the airline joins a slate of businesses that have appeased and apologized to China in recent days. His comments in a memo to employees seen by the AP came just hours before the Hong Kong airport announced it was shutting down and cancelling the day's remaining flights after thousands of pro-democracy demonstrators occupied the main terminal. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Hong Kong airport says it will restart flights later on Tuesday. Trump administration officials are defending last week's mass immigration raids in Mississippi, including emotional footage of a girl pleading with authorities to let her father go. Acting Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan acknowledged that the video of the 11-year-old sobbing was emotional, but says the girl was quickly reunited with her mother. In response, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she's against the policy of breaking up immigrant families.
For them to invade a workplace, divide families, just really undermines the character of America. What the motivation for it is, I'll leave it to others to decide.
From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. You can find us online at voanews.com. This is VOA. The latest round of talks between the Taliban and the United States on a deal to withdraw thousands of U.S. troops from Afghanistan has ended. A Taliban spokesman says both sides will now consult with their leadership on the next steps. He made no statements on the outcome of the talks. New Trump administration rules are taking effect today that might make it more difficult for some immigrants to become American citizens. AP's Sagar Magani explains.
Federal law already requires immigrants seeking green cards and legal status to prove they will not be a burden to the nation. The new rules kicking in today detail just what could disqualify them. They could deny green cards to those who use Medicaid, food stamps, or other forms of public assistance. Citizenship and immigration officers will weigh those factors along with things like education and income in deciding who gets legal status. It's one of the administration's most aggressive efforts to restrict legal immigration and is part of a push to focus on immigrant skills. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The man suspected of shooting at people inside a Norwegian mosque on Saturday and of killing his stepsister appeared in court on Monday with black eyes and wounds on his face and neck. A judge gave police permission to hold 21-year-old Philip Munshaus in custody for an initial 4 weeks while he's investigated on suspicion of murder and breach of anti-terrorism law. Munshaus's lawyer says his client has not admitted to any crimes. No explanation was given for Munshaus's wounds, but he is alleged to have been involved in a struggle inside the mosque. U.S. President Donald Trump wants to see a successful British exit from the European Union. National Security Advisor John Bolton told British officials today that Washington will support the move with the U.S.-British Free Trade Agreement. But Reuters' Lucy Fielder and William James report Prime Minister Boris Johnson faces three broad options when Parliament returns in September: a Brexit deal, no deal, and or a general election.
An election soon is what many Britons expect. Not least, it appears, their less-than-shy new Prime Minister. Britain will eject from the EU in less than 3 months, unless Johnson and Brussels rustle up a new deal. The prospect is shaking British politics. Reuters' William James says Johnson needs to get going, assuming he wants to.
So when Parliament returns in September, Boris Johnson has a big decision to make. He needs to decide whether he's realistic about getting a deal with the European Union to renegotiate the Brexit deal, or whether he pursues a no deal, that's taking Britain out of the EU, without any kind of transition arrangement. That decision has to come early in September.
And that was Reuters reporting. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.
In broadcast, it's today's exclusive hits.